Except she and Ace had lost the house when her practice failed, and he'd made it clear that there wasn't room for Lucas to stay with him in the condo he was now sharing with two roommates, not permanently. Visits would be crowded enough. "I'd rather you stick with me and we both get settled here," she said. What else could she tell him? Not only had Ace agreed to let her move to Silver Springs, he'd only requested 2 weekends a month and every other holiday for visitation. Natasha suspected her ex preferred to be free to play the field so he could find another woman. "But I don't like it here." Lucas pinched his nose. "It stinks." He was right. The scent wasn't strong, but it was distinctive. "Smells like a skunk to me." Had one died under the house? She couldn't say until she looked, but she wasn't ready to brave what she might find under there, not when the part of the house that was supposed to look good didn't. "A thorough cleaning will make a big difference," she insisted. The dust and dirt she could contend with. Natasha was more worried about the integrity of the roof and the rat droppings she spied in one corner. Did they have a rodent problem? This was hardly the sanctuary she'd envisioned, but since when had anything ever been easy for her? With a mother who dragged her all over hell when she was a child and consistently put her own needs first, Natasha had always had to fend for herself. She'd get through this too. "Maybe you should play in the porch while I sweep," she said. He peered out the door. "When will Uncle Mac be here?" "Any minute." Uncle Mac was driving the rental truck that carried all of their belongings, other than what she'd been able to squeeze into her car. He wasn't really her son's uncle, as far as she was concerned. A long-ago marriage that had, for a fleeting time, joined her family with his, didn't qualify. It wasn't as if they'd grown up together. He'd been 25 when they first met, and she 16. Neither did they get together for the holidays or anything like that. His father was just another man in the long line of men who'd been in her mother's life, except that he'd had 5 sons who'd stepped in to help her at a critical point when she was a teenager. But she and Mac had always struggled to figure out exactly what role they should play in each other's life. Ever since she'd lived with him and his brothers before she went to college, she hadn't had a lot of contact with him, especially since her son was born. So she'd been surprised when he'd called out of the blue and insisted on coming to help her move. No doubt he'd heard about what had happened to her practice and her marriage and felt sorry for her. She hated being the object of his pity once again, especially after all she'd done to make something of herself. Not only had she put herself through medical school, she'd survived the insanely long shifts required during residency, while raising a young child, no less. And after 11 years of pushing for all she was worth, had finally achieved her dream. She'd become a pediatrician and started her own practice, only to be leveled just when she'd thought she was home free. "He left when we did," Lucas said. "He can't travel as fast in that big truck," she explained. Her son had taken to Mac instantly. Maybe it was because he'd lost his father and his friends all at once, but the relationship worried her. "Maybe he doesn't know how to get here," Lucas said. "He has his phone, and GPS will lead him right to us." She went out and got the cleaning supplies from her Jetta, which she'd parked in the unattached garage. She was eager to get started on the house. After setting the supplies inside the door, she gingerly picked her way up the stairs. Because she was afraid they wouldn't hold her weight, she made Lucas stay in the living room until she'd scaled them first, but they seemed sturdy, so she let him come up. Fortunately, the bedrooms weren't as bad as the living room. There were no broken windows, no water damage, no rat droppings. She tried to tell Lucas that his room would soon look as good as the one back home, but he wasn't buying it. He trailed slowly after her, so dejected he could hardly put one foot in front of the other, but he didn't want to be left in a different room either. The rumble of a large engine sounded as they were checking out the laundry facilities, which were, along with a plethora of spiderwebs and Lord knew what else, in the musty, unfinished basement. "There he is," Lucas exclaimed and ran up to greet him. Natasha took a few seconds to compose herself. She didn't want Mac to know how disappointed she was in the condition of the house, just as she didn't want him to know that she wasn't bouncing back as readily as she'd hoped from everything that had happened in L.A. She didn't have a lot left, but she had her pride.
"This is it?" Mac said,
as she met him in the living room. "It won't look so bad once I get it fixed up," she replied. He removed his...